It's time to go under the Friday night lights with a look at the big game of the week.
Four of the top 10 teams in 4A playing each other this week. Two played last night, Skyline and Bothell, number 6 versus number 9, and then number 10 Olympia against number 1 Sumner tonight. And let's start with last night's game. Tell me about what happened between Skyline, 6th-ranked Spartans, and number 9 Bothell.
Skyline is really starting to hit their stride right now. After that opening week loss over in Richland, they've just rattled off win after win. And they continued it last night. Drew Kistner, their quarterback, counted for 5 overall touchdowns, 4 passing touchdowns, and 1 rushing touchdown. They really contained that Bothell attack. Jacob Sermon got a few touchdowns, but overall he was pressured a lot. Wasn't really able to, you know, get in that high-scoring shootout like they like to get in. They jumped out to a pretty quick lead. Skyline did. Bothell rallied back, tied it up. But then Skyline went on a touchdown drive right before halftime to put them up by 1 score. And I think that built some momentum because they come out of the locker room, continue the lead, and they just didn't look back from there. 53-yard bomb kind of really sealed the deal to Bradley Kim. In the corner of the end zone, and that was all she wrote. 34-13 Skyline, and they are rocking and rolling.
So Skyline will probably be moving up the rankings with an impressive win there. And then tonight you came all the way down to Sumner and watched the number 1 team in the state take on number 10 Olympia. We talked earlier in the evening with Bill Beatty, the head coach of the Olympia Bears. What happened tonight?
So I talked to Keith Ross actually last week, the Sumner head coach, after the Puyallup game, and he knew that Scott Gunther, the Olympia running back, was going to be a real challenge for them tonight. And he definitely was in the first half. You know, he didn't gash them for big gains, chunk yards, but he moved the chains in really key 3rd and 4th downs, you know, where they're in the middle of the field and they want to keep the drives going. Had long possessions. They'd pitched a shutout against Sumner in the first half, which is really hard to do because they scored 76 points last week against Puyallup. So, you know, that's a big win for them right there. They were able to get 2 field goals in the first half. So it was 6-0 by Skylar Davis. And then they come out of the second half. One thing that they did in the first half well was they were good on special teams and kickoffs. Kicked it off to Connor Weddington, and he brought it back into their side, Olympia side of the field. And within the first minute of the second half, he was in the end zone from 37 yards out. They did regain the lead, though, when Davis hit another field goal. But, you know, at that point, you really thought, man, they were really close to the end zone. You got to punch it in there. Mm-hmm. And they didn't do that. So even though they had the lead, Trey Weed was able to get a touchdown for Sumner shortly thereafter, and Weddington kind of put a bow on it a few minutes later, even though Olympia finally got their touchdown later in the game, and Sumner pulls away with a win in that one.
Final score of that one?
It was, let me check real quick. We'll get it to you in a minute.
Okay, Sumner. So number 1 Sumner remains undefeated. They beat 10th ranked Olympia, and the 4A really starting to come together, and now we've got Sumner. And let's see, we got Olympia Graham Kapowson next week. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Olympia and Graham Kapowson next week. That'll be a good game there. But
21-16 for Sumner.
21-16. So a good game, a good battle by Olympia, moving up to that SPSL 4A and taking on the big boys. And Sumner moving up. They've moved up 2 classifications over the last few years, from 2A to 3A, and then from 3A to 4A.
Grown quite a bit down there. Pretty crazy.
That is absolutely amazing.